Now receiving video from the cameras on the exterior of the International Space Station. You can see Discovery clearly undocked now and about 430 feet away. Again, pilot Jim Dutton is at the controls, and shuttle has just begun its flight around.
Discovery Houston Air to Ground 2, if you don't need the payload bay floodlights, we're ready to take those off.
Thanks for the reminder.
Shuttle and the station are just passing over the border between Canada and the United States, and are going to be crossing over several states in the next few minutes. At the moment, over North Dakota and heading towards South Dakota and Minnesota. Another sequential still video view of the International Space Station. Now about 455 feet away from Space Shuttle Discovery. And 216 miles above the border between North and South Dakota. Discovery is now 520 feet away from the International Space Station. Two vehicles about 215 miles above Indiana at the moment, heading toward Kentucky, then Virginia and North Carolina.
Houston on 2, P3 is 3.2, P4 is 5.4. I'm ready to depress the PMA-2.
Checking.
Discovery now 585 feet directly above the International Space Station, continuing the fly around.
3.2.
Good numbers, you're going to proceed.
On the way.
Speed from cameras on board the exterior of the International Space Station, controlled by the Communications and Tracking Officer in the Space Shuttle Flight Control Room. Space Shuttle Discovery now about 650 feet above the International Space Station, moving to a point behind it. Space Station, or the pressurized portion of the space station, is 240 feet long and 357 feet long from one end of the truss to the other. At this point, the habitable volume of the space station is 98% complete, and it has a mass of 799,045 pounds.
Houston on two, I've got about 3 minutes, maybe a little bit over 3 minutes of video footage for you to see the unlocking whenever you want me to send it down.
Checking.
Checking.
TJ, let us know which MPC you want and power it on, and we'll be ready shortly.
Okay, I'll target the lab and set it up for you.
Copy.
I've got four lights.
Copy, four lights. We're commanding. TJ, we're ready for you to hit play.
I'm playing, Stan.
We see it.
There's no tone, no. No volume on this. And or black after this, I can set that up too.
TJ, thanks for the offer, but we can get away without that.
I kind of figured. That's why I didn't do it earlier. I'm glad I forgot to do it, actually, is what I'm saying.
That was the right thing to forget.
Space Shuttle Discovery now 660 feet behind the International Space Station. This view from the opposite end of the station that the shuttle undocked from, looking at the Russian segment of the station. Discovery will now begin moving below the International Space Station. Two vehicles are currently 213 miles above Brazil.
That's it, Stan.
Thanks for sending it.
Welcome. I know you had plans for us to turn the MPC on later in the day. Should I just leave it on now, or what would you like?
Checking. And TJ, you can leave it on.
Costa Brazil coming into view. Space Shuttle Discovery and the International Space Station about 215 miles above it. And Discovery about 665 feet below the International Space Station.
and Discovery Station on the Big. We have a great view later of the SM. You guys can come up to the overhead window and wave for us.
All right. Thanks, Suichi.
You guys look awesome.
Flight Engineer Suichi Noguchi there, calling to Space Shuttle Discovery's crew, 660 feet, almost directly below the International Space Station at this point.
Yeah, Discovery, I just saw somebody's a big thumbs up and waving hands.
Discovery now 650 feet directly below the International Space Station. This is about the point at which 10 days ago they were performing the rendezvous pitch maneuver, the backflip below the station. They've still got about a lap to make of the station before they perform their separation burn and begin moving further away.
Houston on 2 for
Bismo,
reset.
Go ahead, TJ.
Stan, just an editorial comment and make sure that for the next time the bookkeeping is good for the poor soul that doesn't go find things. your reso has me put the bits in 1397 and then put 1397 into node 2 overhead 5A2. I think you really mean lab port 1A2.
Checking. And TJ, we see your point about node 2 overhead 5 being somebody's sleeping quarters, and we're checking on lab P1A2.
Roger. We could put it in overhead 5 and just tell Misha that's where it belongs.
Maybe there's a better solution. Station Houston on 2 for TJ and Bips Maristo. Sold to the man. We'll take lab P1A2. Thanks.
Deal. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2, it's about 25 minutes. Is it a good time to stop the filling?
Checking. And switch your go to terminate the flow. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, flash count is 917.
Copy.
little more than half a lap left to go in the fly around that pilot Jim Dutton is maneuvering the shuttle through. Shuttle's currently 660 feet below and behind the International Space Station, just about back to where they started the fly around at. And 224 miles above the Southern Ocean. Next few minutes, they'll be moving into the dark portion of this orbit around the Earth.
Houston Station on 2 for the CSL.
Go ahead, Suichi. Minute 40 to handover.
Hey, I know you guys are just too busy with the undocking, but have no connection with the CSL, just to report.
Copy. We thought we'd fixed it, but we'll go check again.
Thank you very much.
Discovery, step one, burn complete, 12 days, 3 hours, 40 minutes.
Houston copies.
Station Discovery, Dasadanya.
Dasadanya, Dan.
Adios, amigos. Sayonara.
And Discovery from the ISS control room, it's been an honor and a pleasure to support your activities at the International Space Station. We wish you all success for the remainder of your flight and a safe journey home. We'll miss hearing you on the loops, but look forward to seeing you back in Houston.
Stan, to you and all folks working in the International Space Station flight control room, thank you so much. We appreciate everything you helped, did to help us with this flight. It was a great success, and we had a great time on station. We'll talk to you guys in a couple days.